Do we have some boys and girls here? I'm looking at some. My girl's hiding from me. All right. Come on, Hudson. Come on, Charlotte. Come on down. Miriam has something special for you guys.
Thanks. Yep. All right. So we've got Hudson and Charlotte and Lani and Evie. Whoops. Rightio. And we have got something to look at. Now, our verse this morning that we're going to remember is God's grace is sufficient for me. That means God loves us, and whatever circumstance we're in, he will be able to put peace in our heart when we ask him and we trust him. Now, do you know what? When you come to the dinner table, the breakfast table, and the lunch table, what do you do? What's the first thing you do when you see these things and you think, yum, corn? What comes into your mind? I'll tell you the answer I'm looking for is I want you to thank God for it. Because everything we have comes from God, doesn't it? The garden that we have, would this grow without rain? No, it doesn't. Thank you, Lord, for the chook that laid the egg. But who made the chook? Charlotte? God made the chook. God made the chook to lay the egg. Do you want to play roll the eggs? What about you, Huddy? Catch the egg? Lani? Evie and the carrots. So at the dinner table we say thank you God for all that we have. Let's remember. Would you like to set the table for us, Lani? You can set a seat place for you just in front of you, just to go like this. A knife, a fork, just pretending. Let's pretend that you're at breakfast and you're going to have an egg. And you can just pretend that you're setting the table. So next time you come to the table, what are we going to do? What's the first thing we're going to do? Charlotte said it before. Thank you, God, for this food. I actually did a little prayer here that I thought each of you could take. My prayer said, Our Father in heaven, thank you that your grace is sufficient. Your kindness, O Lord, is enough for me. Thank you for this food that you have given us. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, now do you know what? God made this beautiful garden for Adam and Eve. It was beautiful. The grass was green. Have you ever seen the Garden of Eden, a picture of the garden? Huddy, have you ever been in a garden? And the grass is a brilliant green.
And we went in the sheep house.
Did you? Right. Well, you know all about gardens then. And beautiful bright flowers and trees. Well, everything was just beautiful.
We went for a picnic.
Lovely. I'm so glad you went to a garden for a picnic because that is the best place, I reckon. There's so many things around, isn't there, that we can thank God for. Thank you, Lord, for the beautiful trees. And as Adam and Eve, as they sat in this garden, they thanked God. Thank you, Lord, for this beautiful garden that you've given us. Thank you for all the fruit and veggies. And oh, it's so good. But then, and their hearts were full of thankfulness. And while their hearts were full of thankfulness, there was just no room for sin. But then remember that awful enemy of God. He came and he whispered into Eve's ear, Don't listen to God. You just listen to me. And she listened to him. And do you know what? But then she started to mumble and grumble, and her heart was no longer clean. Nothing was good. She wasn't happy anymore. Oh, poor Eve. But silly is silly Eve. And then Adam, he blamed Eve, and his heart became murky, and it wasn't clean anymore. Oh dear. Well, God looked down and he could see that their hearts weren't clean, and he could see that they were ashamed and they were trying to hide behind the trees so God wouldn't see them. But can we hide from God? No, we can never hide from God. God knows everything. God knows everything. And so God said, I can't see my people living like this anymore. I'm going to send my son, the Lord Jesus, one day, and he will be able to wash away your sin if you trust in me. And do you know what? If we trust in the Lord Jesus and we don't have sin in our heart anymore, oh, look, Jesus makes our hearts clean. For those at the back who can't see that, what I did was is a picture of a heart. Can you see that, girls and boys? Can you see that picture of the heart on the plate? And you know how it was sprinkled with pepper and the pepper covered the heart and we couldn't see the heart? And that's what sin does. But the Lord Jesus, when we trust in him, he takes away our sin and he makes our heart clean. And then when we have a clean heart, thank you, Lord. Thank you for my corn and carrots. Thank you that I can eat. Thank you for the beautiful garden. Thank you for my family. Thank you. So this week, do you know what I want you to do? And no matter what happens, this is pretty hard, I know, but ask God to help you to be thankful. Because while we're thankful, sin cannot creep into our hearts. And God says, he gives us the grace. He says his grace is sufficient for us. It's enough. God is enough for our hearts to be thankful. All right? All right, so let's practice our prayer. Our Father, let's put our hands together and pray. And remember, when we come to the table, this is a good time to remind us to thank God. Our Father in heaven, thank you that your grace is sufficient. It's enough for us. Thank you for the food and everything that you give us. In Jesus' name, amen.